So we're going to sing to Nick during the commercial break for legal reasons. But happy birthday, Nick.
That's right, the Farewell Collection, the Disney Park guest series, will be available soon, including some of our most famous and infamous tourists. There's the dad from Denver trying to figure out our app. A 7-year-old kid being snuck in via a stroller.
Jason threw up while on the ride?
I mean, so I've got my hat and it's over my head like this for this whole second half of the ride, and then we pull into the station and I don't move, and the cast member brings me a vomit bag, and I'm like, you're too late with that.
All right, who wants cake? Let's take a look at those billboards now. Epcot, coming 2024. For sale, Jet Li.
Churro.
Bam!
Yeah!
I didn't want you to draw anything else.
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for October 17th, 2022. There is a number of new 50th anniversary food items around the Magic Kingdom. At Pinocchio Village Haas, we found two of them. The Berber Chickpea Flatbread for $12.29 is spiced hummus, tomato, and red onion drizzled with coriander chutney dressing. There's also a Brazil nut cake for $6.19. Meanwhile, over at Gaston's Tavern, they're serving a Pluto dome cake, which replaces the goofy one. The Pluto cake is $8.29. It's gluten-friendly peanut butter mousse with a chocolate ganache center on top of a chocolate flourless cake. Meanwhile, at the Cheshire Cafe, there's the Twinkle Twinkle Little Bat Slush, which is $5.99. It's a grape slush. Reviews of all of these at WDWNT.com. As well, there is even a video right here on our YouTube channel. Jack Skellington's loyal dog Zero has arrived at the Magic Kingdom for Halloween 2022 as a delightful light-up popcorn bucket that was not heavily delayed. It was very, very heavily delayed. You can find the Zero popcorn bucket at popcorn carts throughout the park exclusively during Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. If you went to an earlier party, well, you're out of luck. It's $24 for the bucket. Luckily, someone was nice enough who went to a party recently to pick me up one, but they're very... they're very cute. At Disneyland, they are available all day if you want one. On our most recent visit to the Creation Shop, we noticed more additions to the Epcot 40th merchandise collection. That Figment and Spaceship Earth light-up figure, the one that's actually sitting right here on my desk, is $125. It's a figurine featuring the Epcot 40 logo surrounded by pavilion logos. Figment is featured front and center, is surrounded by color-changing lights and an illuminating metallic Spaceship Earth behind him. There's also the Epcot 40, quote-unquote, toothpick holder, which is $9.99. It's a shot glass. It's a color-shifting toothpick holder that has the Epcot 40 logo on the front and a design that ties into the materials used throughout the Creation Shop. As well, there are 11 new World Showcase light-up ornaments available as well, featuring, you're looking at, they're $29.99 each. There's Mexico, China, Germany, Italy, The American Adventure, that might be my favorite, Japan, Morocco, France, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Norway. These are all also available in the Creation Shop. I really had to restrain myself from buying these because I think they're really cool and pretty, but that's a lot of ornaments and tree space I already don't have. Originally spotted at the D23 Expo, the Figment and Imagination Institute Minnie Mouse ear headbands have finally arrived at Epcot, showing off the icons from the Journey into Imagination with Figment attraction. The headband is a perfect way to show your love of the purple dragon. It's $34.99. Meanwhile, Chef Figment is here to hold your most imaginative beverages. It's a giant mug of Figment's head as a chef for $14.99, also at Epcot. I don't, something about that chef head figment is disturbing. I don't know what it is. In August, we reported that the Friendship 3 was the first of the Friendship boats to receive a new paint scheme, but now the Friendship 4 has joined it. The Friendship boats, of course, provide service to and from Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and select nearby resorts, and also service across World Showcase Lagoon. The Friendship 4 now has a solid sky blue piece on the top of the roof. The rest of the roof and the sides around the windows are solid yellow. Previously, the boat's colors were more pastel, and the roof edges were striped like an awning. A thin blue stripe runs around the white hull. The other boats we saw still have the old color scheme, but we expect one by one they will be updated. A man says that he was secretly recorded inside the Imagination Pavilion restrooms at Epcot this summer. The suspicious incident happened on July 29th to a 43-year-old man from Virginia, according to an Orange County Sheriff's report released this month. The man was so concerned he contacted Disney Security and the Orange County Sheriff's Office investigated the situation, but no one was arrested. The man described being in a restroom near the Journey into Imagination with Figment ride, and while the man was inside the stall, an unknown person came into the stall next to him, placed a blue bag on the ground, and then placed a cell phone on top of that bag, the sheriff's report said. The man noticed the red light on the phone, possibly indicating the phone was recording, the sheriff's report stated. The man believed the phone was pointed at him, so he got up and promptly moved to another stall to avoid being recorded. Before he switched stalls, he documented evidence. He took the still photo of the suspect's phone that showed a dark screen with a visible red indicator light. When the man left the bathroom, he waited near the exit to see who the culprit was. He noticed a man who appeared to be in his 20s or 30s leaving the bathroom. The alleged recorder wore a white and purple baseball cap, a gray Mickey Mouse t-shirt, and red shorts. The man showed the photo he took of the suspect's phone to the Orange County Sheriff. The deputy had a theory, quote, "It is believed the suspect may have accidentally hit a record button on his phone and then placed, and the phone was placed with the lens pointed towards the bag onto which it was placed," the sheriff's report stated. The suspect was never found to get his side of the story, but the deputy wrote a report to document the suspicious incident. Guests dropping in at Disney's Hollywood Studios can now pick up a mug and other new merchandise for the Hollywood Tower Hotel. The mug represents the elevator repair service for the hotel. It's $19.99. Though you may want to wait until after you ride the Twilight Zone Tower Tour to see if their services live up to your expectations. The large mug is black with gold tone accents, and the front is evocative of the Art Deco era. It reads Hollywood Tower Hotel Elevator Repair. The floor number indicator is on top of the text, while to the bottom left, the hotel itself can be spotted. Underneath the main text, it reads since 1917, which is the year the hotel opened in its backstory. It also says, "Our prices are always falling, and we can't guarantee it's fixed," which are not really slogans most people would look for from an elevator repair company. Goofy is on the other side of the mug in uniform, appearing to conduct an inspection, and the HTH Hollywood Tower Hotel logo is beneath him. The handle is shaped like a golden key, found at the Celebrity Five and Dime on Hollywood Boulevard. There's also a new shirt available at the exit of the Tower of Terror. As we noted earlier this year, most of the merchandise now just says Hollywood Tower Hotel. It avoids Twilight Zone or Tower of Terror to avoid licensing fees that would need to be paid to CBS. The shirt is $36.99. The Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs offers a selection of small, specialized shops for Disney merchandise. And on our recent visit to Disney Springs, we found that two shops in the co-op have been replaced with new offerings. The Wonderground Gallery is now the National Geographic shop, while the dress shop on Cherry Tree Lane has been replaced by Marvel. The National Geographic shop is next to the Trendy Boutique inside the Marketplace Co-op. The shop has a selection of the new National Geographic Lifestyle Apparel Collection. Every purchase helps support the global nonprofit National Geographic Society and its work to protect and illuminate our world through exploration, research, and education. Inside the store, there's a small seating area with comfortable chairs and a coffee table with a globe and copies of National Geographic magazine. Marvel merchandise has overtaken the former dress shop on Cherry Tree Lane, and the Wonderground Gallery artwork and merchandise can be found now at the Disney's Wonderful World of Memories, which is located next door to the Art of Disney at Disney Springs. Atlantic Dance Hall at Disney's Boardwalk will be hosting Disney Vacation Club Halloween Meet and Treat on several dates this month. Here's the event description, quote, "Gather as a community inside the Atlantic Dance Hall on Disney's Boardwalk to pose for festive photos with Halloween costume Disney characters and enjoy a sweet treat during this complimentary Disney Vacation Club event presented as part of Membership Magic. It'll be held on October 21st, 22nd, 28th, and 29th. The event is for eligible Disney Vacation Club members with a qualifying Disney Resort Hotel reservation. No registration is required. Walt Disney World has recently eliminated a slew of services and perks that used to be free for guests, like Disney's Magical Express bus transportation to and from your resort hotel. Now even the toy bus sets sold at Walt Disney World have been downsized. The set is now $14.99. Eliminated from the bus set is that Magical Express bus. They're now a collector's item. They no longer exist. Disney Parks announced on Twitter last week the birth of a baby okapi named Benny. He's one of the newest additions to the variety of animals at Walt Disney World Resort, following the recent announcement of a baby springbok joining the herd. Born on July 17th, this endangered baby okapi was born from two first-time parents, Olivia and Alambe, and weighs just under 100 pounds. Okapi, famous for their markings with zebra-like legs, are actually more similar to giraffes than zebras. According to UNESCO, there are roughly 30,000 okapi in the wild, making this birth a celebrated addition to the population. Benny is a symbol of hope for the population of okapi, being named after a village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where they are found in the wild. As he learns his first steps and how to survive on his own, he will be watched over and cared for by the Disney's animal care team, making sure he is enriched and grows happily and healthily. While Benny only weighs 100 pounds right now, he's expected to grow up to 650 pounds. Eating Disney food, I'm sure he will. This adorable baby okapi will soon be making its way to Animal Kingdom Lodge, where it'll be seen on the Pembe Savannah. We're excited to see this new addition to the population. Starting this Thursday, October 20th through Monday, October 31st, annual pass holders will be able to take advantage of a limited time 25% discount on merchandise on shopdisney.com. The discount will begin at 12:01 a.m. Pacific, 3:01 a.m. Eastern on October 20th, and end at 11:59 p.m. or 2:59 a.m. on Halloween night, or which I guess the next morning also. Disney states that the 25% discount only applies to select regularly priced in-stock merchandise purchased on ShopDisney.com. It is not valid on purchases made at Disney Store or Disney Baby Store retail and outlet locations in North America or Disney Parks and Resorts locations, or on Disney Store merchandise purchased from other retailers or using third-party websites. Before shopping, make sure your Walt Disney World annual pass is linked to your Disney account by signing in to your My Disney Experience account and verifying your pass is listed under memberships and passes. Next, sign into Shop Disney under your Disney account and use the promotion code WDW25. The discount will be applied to all eligible items in your bag. The discount excludes sales tax and shipping and handling charges. It also does not include any items that are personalized or placed in a gift box and gift wrapped. A few nights ago, a performance of the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical Revue was adjusted due to a temporary power outage at Pioneer Hall. To make up for the situation, guests were given a rather strange recovery, one of the bowls used to serve guests during the dinner show. As a result of the power outage, the 6:15 p.m. show was modified to play less songs and cut much of the skits from the show. Guests were served quickly and rushed out of Pioneer Hall following the performance to make room for the next show as well. To compensate, guests were given one of these metal serving bowls traditionally used to serve side dishes like macaroni and cheese during the show at Pioneer Hall. Guests who attended were not issued refunds automatically and were still charged full price, with the bowls intended to be compensation for the difference in the show quality. Guests were told they could, quote, check on eBay for the bowl's value by cast members. Spoiler alert, none are listed. One guest reported being able to get a refund after taking the issue up with guest services, but others were not refunded automatically, and one group reportedly did not even receive a bowl. The bowls are standard issue industrial serveware from Bon Chef. If you're curious about the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review experience when it isn't a bridge, we of course have a full video right here on our channel and a video review, and we have a post review and all the content. This doesn't account though for when the show is shortened due to a power outage and they give you bowls. I could not have foreseen that would happen. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platform so you know when people are getting free bowls. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip, and the best part is their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. and enjoy your bowl. I want a bowl. Someone give me a bowl.
Oh, hello there. Can't get no privacy at all around this place. But I'll tell you what you can get. These fantastic t-shirts from the Carousel of Products. I don't often wear a t-shirt, but if I did, this would be the one.
Uncle Orville, there's a terrible racket coming from here in the bathroom.
John!
What's happening?
We're talking about t-shirts.
T-shirts? What's that? Why, it's the 12 Flags Over Epcot shirt from carouselofproducts.com.
Another good one.
Yes, go shop now, just $20 at carouselofproducts.com, all of our t-shirts.
What's a .com?
I'll tell you around the next turn.